Hello, everybody. George here. Last we left off, we were talking about having our internet... Well, I was doing the hardware, the wires and stuff. Which would seem to be relatively simple, even though it really... You know, the modem and router are in different locations. But that shouldn't affect anything, because all those cables are good, and I managed to get them all together. But the complexity arised... when we wanted to get it all running.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's booth sounds here.
Booth sounds there, yeah. So we tried to get it... we phoned our... the Internet Center, which is our new internet service provider. And... he instructed us to power everything up, which we did. And he started to walk Michelle through configuring it. And we got the router configured as best we could... But then he wasn't seeing us on his end, so we couldn't set the modem up. And so then we had to go through and do some checks with the phone line, and we were talking to him on our landline, and he said, well, could you guys take out that splitter? And I said, well, we'd lose your call. So we had to hang up there, and I went ahead and did that, removed the splitter, connected the modem right into the phone jack. And then resumed the conversation on Michelle's cell phone with him, and he still didn't see us. We still didn't see a light on the modem to indicate that it was getting signal. And so I told him we had a security system involved, and he said that that could probably be adversely affecting it so that we weren't getting a signal. Of course, he made sure that I didn't have one of those low the filters in series with the modem, and I said, no, I didn't. You know, I wasn't even going to put one of those on until I discovered I needed it. But when they did the wiring for the security panel, they drilled in behind the wall, and I can't even see it. And so I thought, well, I'm going to have a look at this. There's just a couple snap catches that, if you have the right tool, you can release them. And then the panel folds down. Stupid, stupid move. Absolutely dumbass. I mean, sorry. Those Christians that are viewing it, pardon my words. But I went ahead and did this. Opened the paneling, and the alarm goes screaming. And I'm like, you know, a little background. I'm... almost totally blind, you know, light perception shadows. I can't see to work a touch panel. This thing's screaming, and it would probably stop if we could disarm it, but I can't do that. So right away I'm hollering at Michelle, Michelle, help! And I didn't say anything. I'm like, now!
And I'm zooming there, and I'm like, before that, I'm like, okay, should I go for my fob? Should I go for what? You know, like, I'm paralyzed. And so when he says that, boom, it gets me into motion. Made it through there, fastest I think I've ever had. Nothing no noise fazed me, just that it got it keyed in, and then I thought, okay, they're probably looking for something, you know, oh, it's the Earl's here or something. So I just kind of said, oh, it's the Earl's, you know, so then they came on, and...
Yeah, this has a two-way voice communication. We told them, no, nobody's breaking in, we just kind of... needed to access some of the wiring to determine if it was interfering with our DSL service. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, can we connect you to technical support? I said, sure. And, you know, I'm still on a bit of quite an adrenaline rush, so they said, you know, okay, we'll connect them. I'll get them on the line, and we'll have them call you back through your regular phone. So, fine. I had 50-50 on which jack I connected. In the heat of my adrenaline, I plugged the wrong one in, so the phone rings in the basement. I have to go tearing downstairs and grab it, and then deal with the guy downstairs, who unfortunately had spoken with a very strong English accent, and I could not prevail upon him the subtleties of the issue, so to speak, where he was saying that because the security system was working properly, the internet should work properly. And I said, well, no, you know, you misunderstand. Is there a frequency device in the security system which might be interfering with the net? And he just couldn't seem to get that. But there was a discrepancy, too, with Dan at the internet center, because he was certainly... He was thinking the security people had installed what he called a low-frequency... a pot splitter?
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to take detailed pictures and email them out. And these are pictures of where the phone wiring comes into our house in the basement. Poor Michelle is having to work above her head to get these pics out to the people. Boy. Anyway, long story short, it didn't look like he could see any sort of low-frequency pot. From what I see, also upstairs here, the wiring is not being interfered with. I think they've totally taken the security system away from the phone itself. I think it's running off strictly a cellular network.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I was told that it was both, but no, I don't think it's that way. So, which leads us to the position we're in now. He's had to fill out a ticket for the phone company to come out. Likely it's at their end. They forgot to connect some sort of jumper, he said. And so that requires an on-premises inspection, one of those things where you sit around and wait all day for somebody to show up and do that. So that's where we are now. We don't even know for sure what day they're coming. He has to get back to us on this. But internet at the Earl's household is not simple. Things that seem simple, I find, are often not, and I think that'll be reflected in the title of this boo. So just to let you know where we are, so keep us in your prayers. Yes, people who are in the praying persuasion, we need it. We've had an adrenaline rush I've finally come down off of enough to put this together, so thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Bye.